Hi, this is Patrick Johnson. I am really looking forward to the show today, but first, a word from our attorneys.
The information provided in this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we don't guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but are limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for all members of the listening audience. Listening to this program should not be considered an engagement with SRS Capital Advisors, Inc. or Wealth Partner. Wealth Partner is a division of SRS Capital Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor whose principal office is located in Colorado. Patrick Johnson is an investment advisor representative of SRS Capital Advisors. Being a registered investment advisor or describing ourselves as being registered does not imply a certain level of skill or training. Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, where we believe financial wealth is one part of overall well-being. Wealth is a rainbow, and money is one of the colors. Now, here's your host, Patrick Johnson.
Welcome to another episode of Healthy, Wealthy, Wise. This is Patrick Johnson, and I am excited to be with you again today. Today, I've got a special guest. Randy James is on our team at Wealth Partner. He's a medical doctor with a specialty in functional medicine. And I'm going to let him explain his background in that and maybe the story as to why you got into that space. But the goal here, as with every episode, is that we provide something of value to listeners for taking their time and tuning in, and something that's going to meaningfully impact one, if not multiple, dimensions of their well-being. Today, we're going to be talking more about the health dimension, and we hope that there are some nuggets that listeners can take away from this show. And we don't know exactly where we're headed. Randy and I are friends. We go back of 6 or 7 years. We do all kinds of things together. So we have a rapport that's great. And you'll pick up on that as you listen to the show. And we just like riffing with each other. And his space is really interesting to me. My space is interesting to him professionally. And I just thought listeners should know. So Randy, here's the launching off point. I consistently sit with prospective clients and clients, and we're talking about their overall well-being. You know, maybe we were at the stage in our process where we have solved for the financial concerns. You know, that's the number one stressor in our culture. Stress is the pathway to inflammation, inflammation to disease. So we've solved for that. And then it's time to start leaning into the other dimensions of well-being. And for a lot of people, it's, you know, brain health, or it's just, I've got these aches and pains. One woman the other day was talking about how she just had a hard time kind of leaning over the kitchen sink to get to the window. There's a range of ailments. And then you have people that are bedridden or have loved ones who are. And we're used to a model in the West that is what we would call traditional, and yet is not. And I wasn't aware of this until I found myself bedridden back in 2012 from Lyme disease. And we went down the path of functional medicine. Now, a lot of people hear that term and it's like, oh, that's the woo-woo medicine, or don't know about it. They're thinking maybe integrative or something else. I think it would be a good starting point for you to explain what functional medicine even is, because like with clients, when I'm sitting with them, when I suggest that they meet with a doctor, they'll say, oh, I've met with all my doctors. You know, we don't know what this is, or this ailment, it's a mystery thing, or kind of a wastebasket diagnosis in a lot of cases. And then I'll suggest, well, why don't you meet with a functional doctor? And they'll say, oh, what's that? You know, there's this kind of lack of familiarity with what that is. So,
and maybe even a little guardedness.
Yes.
I don't want to get myself stuck into something that is weird or not scientific.
Right. I don't want to go down this path. And so, you know, you're on our team and they see you on the website, and I'm going to make a referral to you or other functional medicine doctor that's in the community that would be a right fit for that client, as kind of determined by Jenny when they meet with our director of health and well-being. But, you know, you're a real go-to guy for us. And why don't you tell us about your background? I think your dad's story is actually really interesting because it puts the soul of Randy into the mic.
Yeah.
And then tell us what functional medicine is and how you see it evolving.
Yeah. So the elevator version, and I used to have a really hard time with this, but more recently I would say, okay, Mr. Smith, Mrs. Smith, the definition of functional medicine is, my first question to you is, I'm going to ask, what is your definition of function? And rather than holding you up to a standard that, like you said, is now the traditional Western medical thought of, we're going to compare you to what is your weight compared to norms, mm-hmm. Or what is normal, or what should I be? And so my first question to people is, well, who do you want to be? What do you want to be? And, or what area in your life, like the lady leaning over the kitchen sink, it's like, I feel a little pain. And I would say, well, your kitchen sink leaning capability is now dysfunctional. Mm. And so would you like to restore that function? And so this particular woman is going to say, yes. Well, then I would say, you know, let's say she's a 60-year-old woman. I would say, well, who cares what the average American woman at 60 years of age needs with regard to her lower back range of motion? For you, that's our bar, is leaning over the sink without pain. For somebody else, it might be running 5 miles without pain or getting out of bed without pain. So function is the key word there, but it's, and that's how we got the clinic name is, what do you call your version of true life? Mm. That's our bar.
Yeah, Randy's, the clinic name is True Life Medicine.
True Life Medicine.
Yeah.
And that's where it came from.
And
is,
what it, as you qualify it, patient or
yes,
client. Yeah.
You tell, I work for you. Mm-hmm. I don't really care what Medicare pays for. Mm-hmm. And then facetiously, Medicare doesn't really care what you want your life to be like. They're going to pay for what they're going to pay for. But what do you want to build in mm-hmm. this next year? What, how much, if I'm talking to myself, well, Randy, what kind of a better Randy do you want to be? What, mm-hmm. what does that look like? So how did, you know, where did this come from? And I do think that's an interesting story for people to understand, because it isn't woo-woo. And I would like to say it is evidence-informed medicine. So evidence-based medicine, we have one foot in that very concrete, chemical, scientific world, and another foot over here in the world that will always be mysterious. Mm-hmm. We will never figure out the biochemistry of love or hope or fear or whatever. I mean, sure, they're related to these chemicals, but I don't even think it's
worth—
another
show.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for me, my dad's a doc, and he's an ear, nose, and throat doc, and I was his worst patient. So as a kid growing up, I was the asthmatic, mouth breathing, snoring. I had tubes in my ears and my tonsils taken out, and my first series of allergy shots when I was 10, another series at 16, and another series at 20. So eventually my dad started asking the questions, why is my kid symptomatic but not sick? Mm. And I would say to everybody who's hearing this has symptoms. Mm. Humans, nobody's perfect.
Yeah, we're all gonna
we all have symptoms. Mm-hmm. So then the question is, well, when is it bad enough that, oh my gosh, you're sick, and I got to, like the people you were talking about, well, I've already seen my doctors, and they say, mm-hmm. I'm going to just have to learn to live with it or cope with it, whatever those symptoms are, or you're not sick enough for us to give you this medicine. And so back then, this was in the 80s, he just started asking a different set of questions. Mm. Make a long story short, so he's a surgeon, so making most of his money through the surgical lens. And then he would say, another young person like me 10 years ago at age of 4 comes in and needs ear tubes. And so he would just tell the parents, hey, we're going to schedule your child for surgery and everything. But in the meantime, why don't you just try this variation on the diet? Why don't you try this variation on a sleeping position? Why don't you try a lifestyle application just in the meantime? Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, not every time, but things happen.
Meaningful improvement just from that.
Yeah. From that. Mm-hmm. Well, again, long story short, back in the 80s, if you were thinking alternatively, you were not cool, you were a kook.
Yeah, okay.
And so my dad went from being he was the number one surgeon in a mid-sized town, 300,000 people, to the last guy, to a pariah.
Because he was asking questions.
Yeah. And just in this, so the late 80s, he would just tell me stories about, and then there was a rash of the family practice docs like me calling him up and saying, how dare you try to help my patient, essentially.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
And so he had to navigate his way through all of that. And for me, I was, you know, in college at that point, and he was kind of counseling me away from medicine, like, this is kind of a mess.
Yeah, because he's realizing that a lot of what we would call Western or allopathic medicine was putting a Band-Aid on.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases, but not really getting to the root cause. He was starting to ask questions and he was onto something.
And he knew it.
He was finding that the establishment was pushing back.
And he was getting hurt.
Uh-huh.
So his counsel to me at the time was, you know, this is
crumbling system. Don't do it.
Yeah, it's a broken system.
Right.
That was also the height of the HMOs. So the HMO powers were high. So the patients were now getting forced. You have to see that doc. You have to, you know, all of these hoops you had to jump through. And at the end of the day, he wasn't having confidence that the system was going to help people. Mm. Well, in my own life, and I had already thought, you know, the classes I really like are history, English. And so my pathway diverted kind of as a junior, senior in college to, I was going to get a degree in history, go down the PhD pathway, try to be a professor. And so, yeah, my degrees were history, German, foreign service, and then went off to Middlebury College to study German. Hmm. And that took me to live in Germany for a while. And while I was there, I came back for my sister's wedding, and then I went on my dad and I took this trip where we were on a bus ride together. And on a bus, you know, people find out you're a doc, and they're like, well, do you mind if I ask you a question?
Yeah, right.
And before long, remember the old E.F. Hutton commercials?
Yep.
15 people are craning around. Mm-hmm. Well, what about this? Well, my doctor says this, and I'm sitting in the window seat just staring out the window because I've heard it a lot, and I was impacted. Like, these people are
just
hungry.
Went deep. Okay, yeah.
And they want to know.
Yeah.
They're not getting answers. So that was kind of the, I kind of thought I could do that, like go down that pathway of study. So went down the, had to kind of go back and, you know, get organic chemistry and all of that. I knew that I was going to do the military scholarship or apply for that. And that was 10 years of doing normal medicine.
Okay.
Of normal family practice medicine, what you called traditional.
Yeah.
And if you define traditional as the last 50 years, yes.
Oh, I think that's, I was awakened to that with my own medical journey, that traditional can mean very different things.
Right. From like we call traditional Chinese medicine is 5,000 years.
Right.
Whole different meaning of the word traditional.
Well, so now we know your backstory. We've got a glimpse into what functional medicine is. We're going to come back after the break and we're going to talk about some of the things that you believe would add most value to listeners for the next segment of the show. Fascinating though. And we'll be right back.
The Healthy, Wealthy, Wise show is underwritten by Wealth Partner, a unique wealth management firm based in Colorado Springs. Wealth is a rainbow, and money is one of the colors. We believe prudent stewardship of one's financial life is critical to overall well-being, and this is where we begin our relationship with clients. Our highly personalized financial planning process is designed to reduce stress so clients can more fully enjoy all the dimensions of their true wealth. And to help clients thrive, we also offer powerful, cutting-edge, evidence-based health and well-being services. Wealth Partner is a rapidly growing company, which has evolved out of an award-winning fiduciary wealth management firm, currently managing well over $1 billion in client assets. And our offering is priced at a fraction of the cost of most firms. If this unique approach to wealth management interests you, please visit our website at www.wealthpartner.com. That's wealth spelled W-E-L-L-T-H, W-E-L-L-T-H-partner.com.
Welcome back to Healthy, Wealthy, Wise on KRDO News Radio. Here's your host, Patrick Johnson.
Okay, we're back, and Randy and I were just talking during the break about how to continue on because there's so much that he can offer. We were hearing his story, and he just shared with me a part of his story that I wasn't aware of, but that really pushed him into this with conviction. So share, pick us up, and then take us to where you kind of leaned into this functional medicine paradigm in earnest.
Yeah, I had to. So if we kind of fast forward through, go to med school, kind of, I learned the system.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, you've got to relearn a new language of here's the way we do it. And then the military paid for health for my med school. So I was 10 years essentially active duty doing family practice medicine and loved it.
Yeah.
I have a great respect for the military and what they're doing. And the military actually efficiently delivers traditional Western medical care.
And let me insert my own experience with that.
Mm-hmm.
When I was bedridden, I was so grateful for Western allopathic medicine. I needed to go the antibiotic route and I was grateful
and it was there.
For it.
That's
so
right.
We're not saying that functional is the
is
only
better.
Way.
No.
It's a different way. It proves to be a very effective way. And so it's worth listeners hearing about, but I don't want anybody out there thinking
thank
that
you.
We're casting dispersions.
Thank you for saying that. And I would say to all of us, if I'm going to fall down the steps outside or get in a car wreck, I'm going to call 911.
Yeah.
And American traditional medicine does acute care very, very well. Mm-hmm. It does acute infection care very, very well. Where we're stumbling is on this whole chronic piece or these
good
mystery syndromes.
Right, okay. So you're in the military, you're seeing a system working, and you're happy in family practice.
Yep, delivering the care.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing also that, okay, I've got a few questions. I actually got my hand slapped. So quit asking those questions.
Take it after.
Kind of like my dad, and I'm like, all right.
Fall far from the tree.
I'll just, you know, shut up and color kind of a thing and color between the lines. And then when I got out, what really happened that forced my hand, I knew I was going to start kind of learning this functional medicine thing, but I still got out of the military and went to work. We started Woodland Park Family Medicine. It was just traditional family medicine. And then, so we have three boys, and my firstborn and thirdborn had some issues along the way. So to be very succinct about it, my firstborn at about 4 years of age, he got a normal viral illness. He recovered from that, but then 4 or 5 months later, another viral illness, and he just went off the cliff.
Wow, that's scary.
And in 4 weeks, I would say, my wife and I just watched him go from what we would have called, and everybody would say, a normal, well-developed, you know, four-year-old child to a raging ADHD.
Oh, wow.
Couldn't sit still. Just could not sit still. And if I forced him, if I said, hey, just be still, and he would actually have tunned. He would sort of almost kind of fall asleep on his feet.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. It was, so I'm like, all right, here we go. I know what the system will do because I've treated this 100 times with a medicine, and I'm not really ready to jump onto a medicine just yet. And so I told Marcy, my wife, well, here we go. I'm going to order these new tests I've been reading about and swipe the credit card. And holy cow, if he doesn't come back kind of a disaster down food sensitivity.
Meaning
front,
his labs.
His labs, right,
okay. Yeah.
Were relatively far off the mark of where we wanted them to be. And I remember the day. That was a Saturday that I'm reviewing the labs with Marcy, and we said, okay, this is it. But, you know, if we do this relatively aggressive, not forever, but we're going to have to be dairy-free, gluten-free, and, you know, really pay attention to this to give this kid a chance to heal. And the word I used was, this kind of feels like declaring war. Like, it hurts to think about this, but we are in agreement. Hmm. The next day is Sunday. It's Father's Day at church. And our church always does dads and dryers, ice cream.
Oh, wow.
And so I remember, I'm like, well, yesterday we declared war. We can't go back.
Oh, that's what you mean by declaring. I got you. Yeah,
the
mindset. Line of demarcation. We are drawing
sword
the line.
In the ground.
This is what we're doing.
Here's our line. And 12 hours later, I've got a very mad child.
I would imagine. I need the ice cream, Dad.
Yeah, like, what are you doing to me?
Mm.
So it was that was baptism by fire. And
you stuck, we held the line. And
we stuck it. And no kidding, in 6 weeks, he was himself again.
Mm.
And then we tested it. We allowed him to go to a birthday party, and it was at Chuck E. Cheese, which is about as opposite as you can get.
Yep.
And it was a disaster. Just weeks of...
Oh, because he indulged in...
Yeah.
Yeah, and that we hear so much of the diet-related, but I mean, look, there is that. Now, functional medicine goes way beyond diet. That's really interesting backstory. Your father, and then your own son. And so here you are, how many years later, with a functional medicine practice. You're our doctor. I came to you after my acute bout with Lyme, but you've helped me be increasingly well-er. And Randy's got a whole philosophy around that, which I appreciate we can get into. So succinctly articulate then what functional medicine is for the listener and how you see people benefiting from that approach.
Yeah, we could take those two extremes where in my own family, and if we would go to his mom, heartstrings and everything, and a mom, you know, if you say, well, what kind of function do you want for your kid? They'll tear up and they're not aiming at Harvard in the Olympics. I just want my kid to be okay, to be able to be becoming himself. And so at that moment in time, it was like, all right, well, here's the tools we can use so that this young metabolic young person at 4 or 5 years of age can get back on track, get back to pediatrics is a whole another set because I'm really treating the parents, like, right? Like there is obviously this kid has a thing here, but it's the parental and the childhood kind of the interplay there. Teenagers are a whole nother story. And then on the other end of that spectrum is a Patrick who was in a severe state of dysfunction. And then you got out of your acute crisis and you and I, even in me too, ourselves have been challenging ourselves with what is the function that you would like to be able to achieve. And culturally, our colleagues out there might say, you know, to run a 5 minute mile at 8,000 feet, I think we could train for that, but I don't want to put the work into it. That bar is a little too high. The return on that investment is not there. But I would really like to play, you know, 30, 40 minutes of soccer with my 15-year-old at a medium level and be able to do that and then not suffer for a week. So I want that level of function. I want to be able to ski. So if in my own life, there was a moment where Kevin, our other friend, we kind of joke with each other that I don't want to grunt when I bend down to tie my shoes.
Okay.
Like I see my dad.
So there's physical function. You also might just want your systems functioning. So functional medicine is what you're submitting there. The idea is that patient comes in, says, this isn't functioning well. I want it to function better.
I want it to function better.
Okay. So
at the bottom line, that's it.
Okay.
Now, the reason somebody might hire me is, like, I would hire a plumber. I just want to turn the faucet on and I want cold water to be there, clean cold water. And it's not functioning. It's brown or whatever. So I hire somebody else that can look under the hood and start tinkering with pipes and things to get the product where we want it. Well, when it comes to the body, in contrast to plumbing, we do have a function that's very mechanistic. Knee bone connected to the thigh bone, connected to whatever. There is a concrete physics to the body, but the body is also unique in that it has an attitude or a perception. It has a mental history. And if I smell that smell, it makes me feel this.
Which leads to a neurochemical reaction.
A whole COVID, interestingly, disrupts that smell in some people. Here we are 3-4 years later and coffee is still a little bit different. Well, that's a form of a dysfunction, and down that pathway, a lot of research has been done, and there's oftentimes you don't get to regain that function.
Yeah.
If somebody's 85, if they're wise, they're probably not going to say that they would like to regain the function of a 6 minute mile or a 7 minute mile, right?
Like, right.
But I believe that an 85-year-old should be able to run at a pace that they are going to define as a life well lived. And so that's we got to look under the hood into the complex chemistry, metabolism of that. We've got the brain piece. We've got the social piece with your relationship with work, with your neighbors, with finances, and all of those kind of things is a part of the big picture of what is function.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. And I think just in the interest of time, we might have to stop there. And I just want to make a couple of closing comments. Then I want you to tell people how to get in touch if they want to, whether through Wealth Partner or directly. But that's my experience too. I wanted just to function again. That's what a lot of people want, is just to have systems functioning, structure functioning, even perhaps how they relate to the world, social functioning, just to be functioning. So functional medicine. I want to submit that there is an important distinction here too. The labs that you were referencing, for me, that was eye-opening because there's a way to have a dashboard into what's going on with what you would, I guess, call the attitude or the personality, the things that are going on neurochemically that make you more prone or less prone to various diseases or infections or just how your synapses are firing and on, like you said earlier, it's just incredibly complex, but there's a way to lift the hood.
Yes.
And look at all that. And so functional medicine helps you be functional by swimming upstream and seeing what's going on a cellular level, which is very different from putting a Band-Aid on symptom.
That's
so
right.
The healing happens. You are restored to function because you are finding out what's really going wrong. So I just wanted to offer that to the listeners. That's how I would describe the distinction. And that's just something I wanted to clarify for listeners or offer to listeners. But if people are intrigued by this, how can they find out more information? How can they get in touch with you directly? What would you add along those lines?
Yeah, thank you. For people interested in that, easiest is truelifemedicine.com. I think our phone number is 719-686-7776. We'll have kind of a discovery call, just an introductory call there. And we're also part of, you can find me through Wealth Partner. So yeah. Being a part of the team there.
Yeah, you could reach out through our website.
I think our contact is there as well.
Yeah, very good. Well, great show. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Patrick.
And we'll have you back soon.
Listeners are encouraged to consult a professional advisor before implementing any of the strategies presented. The material in this program is for education purposes and is not intended to provide investment, tax, legal, health, or medical advice. Past performance does not guarantee future success. Information in this program is not an offer to buy or sell or a solicitation of any offer to buy or sell the investments, investment strategies, securities, or well-being services mentioned herein. All expressions of opinion reflect the judgment of the speakers as of the date of the radio show and are subject to change and are not statements of material fact. Opinions are based on knowledge and experience, but may not include all of the supporting facts to verify these opinions. The advisor may not transact business in states where it is not appropriately registered, excluded, or exempted from registration. Individualized responses to persons that involve either the effecting of transaction in securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice for compensation will not be made without registration or exemption.